Welcome to Punky, programme 300.
300? Don't you think we should stop now? Fuck's sake.
And now, live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the 300th edition of Punky Radio, and it's coming live from the Highwayman's Lodge, and we have an invited audience. Hello, audience.
Hello!
That's right, we will be learning all about them as the show goes on, but we're going to kick off. This week's show is eight songs as voted by you, the listener, and thank you all very, very much for your votes. First up is an old classic, say old, it's kind of a new classic, it's Goldblade, this is Fighting on the Dance Floor. Listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goldblade and Fighting on the Dance Floor from their album Rebel Songs, which is out on Captain Oi Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
MySpace.com.
No, I don't want to know that. What am I fucking talking about?
I don't know.
What I want to know is, what is their website? I'm still a bit confused.
Goldblade.com.
It is!
Is it?
It is. It's Tony Wan. Yeah. Tony Wan, Paulie B, the Internet Nil. Little smattering of applause for Tony. Yeah, right.
There we go.
So, it is the 300th show, and we've got some people who are, in one way or another, involved in the show this week. I'd first of all like to introduce you to Mr. Felix, everybody.
Hey.
There you go. who has been responsible. I don't know when we started the recorder stuff. We weren't long in, were we? It must have been on 4 years. And 4 years. You have your recorder with you, don't you?
I have my recorder with me.
Is it a hand?
No.
We'll have to get it out later, and the recorder. So, and everything going all right for you, Mr. Felix?
Very well, thank you very much.
Do you want to do a quick ad for the salon?
Farley's Hair Salon in Hitchin, Hertfordshire. Very groovy.
Is there a website for it or anything? Facebook page?
Yeah. Facebook page, yeah. Farley's Hair Salon, look it up.
Farley's Hair Salon, look it up. Next up we have G, one half of Sulu and G, as I like to call them, G and Sulu. Say hello, G.
Hello.
G, you actually, we've got a lot of American listeners. You work for an American company, don't you?
I do work for an American company. I work for, Virgin Health Miles.
Virgin Health Miles?
Virgin Health Miles.
Right, what does that entail?
It's incentivising people to get healthier.
Oh, fuck that job. Right, let's move swiftly on. We also have Sulu. Sulu, have you ever listened to Punky?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. You said that like you weren't sure. And do you want to say hi loudly?
Hi, everybody.
There you go. This is Sulu. The first time well, it's not the first time I've met Sulu. But I did a gig in Lechworth once, and Sulu was standing outside dressed as Barbarella. And she was in high heels and a little silver dress, and she had this massive hair. And I said, you look fantastic in that. And she said, yeah, it's even better when I jiggle, and jumped up down on the spot, thus jiggling her boobs. And as she jumped into the air, did a little fart, didn't you, Sulu? Quite marvellous. Next to Sulu, all the way from the United States of America, we have Ambarance, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, she the most regular contributor to the show. I think she said more than you have on this show, Tate. And you're over here, why?
I don't know why.
Well, that's fair, but she's here. She's here, and she'll have some stuff to say later on, I'm sure. Last but not least, from the invited audience today, we have Phil Powell. Phil, you walk your dog listening to Punky, don't you?
Yeah, most Tuesdays or Wednesdays. It's a good walk.
And you're an estate agent?
Yes, I sell houses.
Right, you sell houses. How's the house market for you at the moment, Phil?
We've sold 3 houses this week.
You sold 3? Is that good?
That's all right.
That's all right.
Well, so Tuesday, it's only 2 days.
Wow. Mm. Oh, I know, you show off, Christ. Right, so you will be hearing more from the invited audience during the show. I was going to talk to you about my experiences in Croatia last week. They may have to wait. I have a feeling we're going to just be chatting all the way through this one. Should we get on next song?
Yeah.
You reckon? Next song?
Yeah.
Next song. I can't remember who asked for this now, but because I haven't done the research, I haven't got the things planned I was supposed to have planned. But anyway, a listener has said, I'd really like you to play something by Miho Wada. You might remember we were discussing whether it's racist to say Miho Wada as Miho Wada, but I think it is, which is why I do it. And this is from her album, Postcards to Your Bed. As I say, we've played all the songs on this week's show. We have played before, but not in this order. They've all been asked for by you, the listeners. This is, as I say, from the album Postcards to Your Bed, which it says on the front, contains explicit lyrics and Japanese punk jazz. How can you not want it? Tony, what I'd like to know is, what is Miho Wada's website?
MihoWada.co.jp?
No! Haha! MihoWada.com, which means it'd probably be the internet and the invited audience. One, Tony, ha. One, piss off, you're such a loser.
It's a Friday night, I'm alone at home. Drinking vino, I'm playing Nintendo. Money's tight, you've spent it all. My friends are right. Or you're still not home. Playing your games and looking so lame. Jeans too tight, can't get it right. Starting fight, you're such a loser. I wake up to a bailout call. Twist to kill, it's got temptation. One more pint and off you go. We'll be right back.
listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What we would normally do in this bit, we're not, because this would normally be the podcast alley section, but it's fucked again, isn't it?
It's fucked, yeah.
It's fucked. So what I've got instead right now, we will go back to our invited studio audience very shortly, but as I have mentioned, I was in Croatia last week, and it ties in rather neatly with, we got a poetry corner. I like everyone to send in their poems, whatever they can. They don't have to be any good, as you'll prove it. This one came about as a direct result of me being in the back of a car in Croatia, and me and the guy Philip, who was driving, played some Croatian rap, and I went, this is brilliant, I've got no idea what the man's saying, but it sounds like, I am a rapper, I live in the burbs, I like Croatia, but I don't like the Serbs, right? And I told the person who shall remain anonymous, but is well known in this country, sent one in to poorlybe@punkyradio.com, titling her email Poetry Corner, and this is what she came up with as a result of us having a chat about what I'd done there. Here goes anyway. Don't want no weed, don't want no powder. I just need some greens in my motherfucking chowder. Oh, that's because there was hardly any vegetables in Croatia. It's meat-centric. Ain't had no veg in almost a week. Bro, I gotta score me, potato and leek. Croatia, I love you. You people are ace. But I gotta get broccoli in my motherfucking face. It doesn't scan that well. I've been from Zagreb to Osijek, seen that River Drava. Gotta tell you though, sugar, I ain't flowing like Lonava. Like no lava. No more meat, baby, I'm begging you, please, fill up my plate with some motherfucking peas. Croatia, I love you, but my guts are like stone. I gotta eat something, though, don't come off no bone. I'm not sure about that line. Rijeka Varaždin, yeah, been in their hood, but steak and more steak ain't doing me good. I've rocked out with gags, yeah, real high caliber, but gotta get home and get me some fibre. Croatia, I dig you and all things Dalmatian, but don't you eat plants in your motherfucking nation. It's alright there.
That's
all right. If you have an idea for Poetry Corner, do email poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner. Now, Felix, you've got the recorders out, haven't you?
I have the recorders.
And I believe that you've already done an impromptu cover version of Miho Wada's Piss Off Such a Loser. Am I right?
Give it a go.
Go for it, man. Piss off. You're such a loser. Piss off. Such a loser. Oh, very good. Hey! Right. Now, Tony. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
Got some Facebook comments, so don't forget, Podcast Alley is fucked, but hey, keep trying, why not? But we've got someone on our Facebook page, which is Punky Radio, search for us on Facebook, it's the radio station one. Got a couple of happy 300 show, because it is our 300 show.
It is our 300 show.
And first one, from Paul Jordan.
Paul Jordan, who unfortunately can't be here this evening, because he's in London drinking, but he's indeed my prefect from school, and said he won't be here live to listen to be part of Show 300. Uh-huh. But he did say, you know, as punk rockers get older, they mellow. He said, I'm looking forward to listening to it while I'm preparing Sunday lunch.
Nice. Thank you for that, Paul. But he said, another highly enjoyable show. How about UK Decay's unexpected guest for the 300th show? Cheers, the Prefect. Nice that he's calling himself that now.
He is now called the Prefect, but obviously, as the unexpected guest isn't here, he can fuck off.
Exactly.
Yes, next.
Graham Holland.
Hi, Graham.
Congratulations, 300 shows of fantastic music from Our Graham, Liverpool.
Hi, Graham. For those of you who don't know about Our Graham, he does a podcast called It's a Frog's Life, which we've said is the antidote to punky, haven't we? Mm-hmm. It's a very nice Sunday morning acoustic music listening after you've had 48 hours of a punky weekend. And thank you, Graham. You've been a big supporter of the show down the years.
Yeah, for a long time.
And he plays a load of shit music, but fuck it. Yes, next.
And finally, Timo Schmidt. He says, happy...
Oh, Timo!
Happy 300 show. Birthday. Punky Radio. I'm looking forward to many, many more. Milky Pants!
When Milky Pants!
Timo / The Grinch.
Thank you, Timo The Grinch. We might have more for him later on in the show as well, but if we could have a group, Milky Pants, after three, one, two, three.
Milky Pants!
Fucking lovely. Oh. Right. Any more?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. Please do like our Facebook page. Just go on most of you on it, go on to Facebook when you finish poking me. just go and like, just type in Punky Radio and you'll find it. There's two. There's a group which you'd like to join and a page which you'd like to like. It doesn't take very long. Frankly, not a lot happens. You just do us a favour. Right, next song?
Yep.
Next song. My favourite band of the last 12 months, I would say, are a band from London called Limousine. And I was supposed to go and see them last Friday, but Croatia fucked me up so much I couldn't go. In the meantime, let's just hear. I think this is from their album Evil Love. I might be wrong. I don't think I am. I may even have the CD to hand, actually. I haven't got that CD to hand. I'm not that organised. Fuck it. Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We've already planned during that song to do half a dozen different things, and they've already all gone out of my head already. But I have got. Oh, so what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
How are you spelling Limousine?
LIMOZINE.
It's like you've done this before, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's Tony T, Paulie B and the internet and the audience one. Let's hope he doesn't stay like that. I really don't want to lose on the 300th show. I have some additional material for you, Tony, here. This has come through from my dad. Now, you might remember... Now, you might remember that we used to have an occasional feature on the show that was called My Dad's Occasional Question for Tony.
Yeah.
And we had a song that went with it, and I couldn't remember what the song was. Can you remember?
No.
It's all right. It's exactly the same as International Kid Guide. So it's like, for those of you who do know what I'm on about here, maybe you can join Omarant. You're already on this, aren't you? So it's My Dad's Occasional Question for Tony. Right, so here we go. 3, 2, 1. My dad's occasional question for Tony. That was better than I was expecting. Right. So this is my dad phoned me up this morning. Right, and I didn't make it to the phone in time. I had to ring him back. He said, I thought you'd be up by now. No.
It was only noon.
Yeah, it was noon. Yeah, what was I thinking? he said, look, I just thought I need an occasional question. You need an occasional question for Tony. I went, of course, that'd be brilliant. So you know about the rapture?
Yes.
Right. And for those of you that don't know, as I understand it, the other day, all people who were religious should have buggered off.
Yeah.
And didn't. I was quite up for this rapture thing. It fucking happened, did it? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's when the spaceship lands on the French mountain. That's when it's going to happen. 2012. Anyway, this is my dad's. Now, this is putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Mr. Tony Hearn. This is my question from my dad. Now that the rapture has been and gone, should you discover you really did only have an hour left to live, how would you spend it?
Masturbating.
And that concludes my dad's occasional question for Tony. I'm going to tell him you said that. So anyway, that puts us, unless there's anything anyone wants to add in this bit, we're on to the next track.
Okay.
Right, this came through from, I think, Bill Hanf in New York, one of our premier listeners, in my opinion, and one of the many listeners that has, down the years, listened to the show, has actually bought tracks that he's heard on the show from bands he's heard for the first time. And he was very, very pleased when we played this song from Cock Sparrow's last studio album, which is called Here We Stand. Look at that, Phil. They're looking good for their age, aren't they?
Blimey, how old are they?
They're 106 each. And this is the track we played twice before because we played it on a previous best of, but it's too good a song not to play. What I want to know is, Tony, I've got this one in the bag. What is Cock Sparrow's website? Good luck with this.
Cock Sparrow.
I might have some cheese and crackers while you're thinking.
Cocksparrowpunk.com?
No, not even close.
Of course it's not.
It's Sparrow, S-P-A-R-R-E-R dot F-S world. .co.uk, and it's run by an official friend of the band called Paul, who calls himself Paul the Other One.
Right.
Very nice indeed. So that does mean it's probably being the internet and the assembled audience too. Tony too. This is also out on Captain Oi Records. It's a great album actually. We played quite a lot of songs of this. This is my favourite though. This is Suicide Girls.
Girls strutting down the street with an attitude like she owns the world. Don't even think she'd look at you. She's with the suicide girls. And when they're all together, you better watch out. Nobody's gonna mess with them till the last one passes out. Ordering the drinks and talking loud.
Suicide Girls. Oi! Right, so we're into the bit that was Coxparacy, so girls with an unusual ending. Now, you've got a story about a cock sparrow gig, haven't you, Armbarance?
I do.
Why don't you come over and sit on Uncle Paul's knee and talk? Any excuse. Right, so this is your true story about seeing them in Chicago.
Yeah, I saw them in Chicago.
Oh,
right,
don't sit on my knee then, fuck it.
What?
Don't sit on my knee.
I can sit on your knee.
No, too late.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, I saw them last year at Riot Fest in Chicago, and it's not even really a story about the band, but right after they came on, some guy comes out of the crowd, running through the crowd, and the guy behind him had half of his face kicked in, just huge, huge dent in the side of his face with his eye kind of coming out of the socket. It was really, really gross. And really just my roommate and I and the two people behind us were the only people that really saw it. That was bad. That was a bad day.
It was a bad day, but a great gig.
It was great. They played fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's Armbarance's little story about someone losing an eye at a gig. Right. So, we're going to crack on with the next song straight away here, Tony.
Yeah, cool.
This is one in the true punky tradition. When we first started out, the deal was with the show that we'd only play 3 songs, we'd only talk for 20 minutes, and no song was allowed on unless it had swear words in it. This one fitted the bill really well. And this was picked by you, wasn't it, Armbarance?
Yes,
every song on this week's show has been picked by a listener. So maybe you'd like to introduce it yourself.
Do I want to? Maybe,
yeah,
I could.
Come back over and introduce it yourself.
I'll sit on your knee this time.
Oh, that sounds good. Right, so you come and sit on Uncle Paul's knee.
Okay.
That's enough to make Uncle Fuck me, right. Stand up and tap dance. All right,
so this is 3CR and she's only fucking 12.
That was 3CR and she's only fucking 12 from their album Lesbian Avenue. Possibly one of the most British rude punk bands of all time. Absolutely brilliant. Boggy's up front for them now. Absolutely brilliant band. And the other members of the band, the drummer's called Spaz Sticks. And what's the name? What's the name of the other one? I can't remember the name of the other one. They're funny anyway. Right, so that's from the album Lesbian Avenue. As I say, Tony, what I want to know is, what is 3CR's website?
3cr.co.uk?
Nah. Oh. 3cr.org. Ha ha ha.
.org?
.org, yeah, that old fashioned. I'm not sure how current the website is, but that's it. 3cr.org. 3CR, of course, stands for?
Three-cornered rug.
Three-cornered rug, that's correct. I think it might be a vagina reference.
Maybe.
Yeah, what was I saying?
Don't know.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's good. You're listening to the Chop Chops under this right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's time for Gig Guide. Okay. Get a gig guide for us?
Yes.
You might have already heard this song. This is a cover version of it. This is Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, 12 bar, I forgot. But it's an abridged version this week, isn't it?
Yeah, slightly abbreviated. So I'm just going to do the weekend. So you got two shots at this. Saturday night, 28th of May. Long Dicks, Snorting Dogs, Virginia Slint, Lil and the Letts. It's a London Calling night.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, the London Calling has the seal of approval as far as we're concerned. Actually, the show that I was doing in Croatia last week was called London Calling.
Really?
Yeah, so it all ties in nicely.
How much do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to, take a guess, audience, on how much
six
is it?
£6.
£6 is £6.
£3.
I don't know. Fiver.
You're fiver.
Fiver on the door.
Fiver on the door. No chance, mate. I'm with Phil and Ambrose here. I'm going £6.
It's £6.
It's £6. Yeah. £6. You don't get any points for that.
No. Sunday, Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers.
Oh, brilliant! I've seen them. They're excellent.
Have you?
Yeah, fantastic.
And the Originals.
Oh, it's going to be. That's a great night already.
It's the launch of the album, The Sound Effect, and The Sound Effect of Sex and Horror.
Vince Ray does a lot of the album covers for psychobilly bands. He's a very distinctive artist, and also very, very good live act. They cross over neo rockabilly and psychobilly with a bit of Cramps thrown in. He's got a bit of an Elvis thing going on. He actually looks a bit like Nick Knox from the Cramps.
Okay.
But cool as fuck. And
how much do you pay to see him?
Well, I would pay upwards of £30 to see him, but I think probably. Do you want to have another guess here?
£6
from Phil.
£8
from Sulu. That's fine talking it.
Wow.
She's gone from 3 to 8 in a day. Ambrose,
I'm staying with 6.
You're staying with 6. Jude,
7.
I don't think anything has ever cost £7 at the 12. Felix,
I reckon there's £6 on the door.
Yeah, you're going £6. You know what? I'm going here, Tony.
What's that?
£6.
It's £5.
Oh! I can't believe it's £1 cheaper to see Vince Ray. It's the recession busting Sundays, isn't it? It's recession busting Sundays, of course. So do get down to Denmark Street, go to the 12 Bar anytime you can. It's a fantastic venue, it's deserving of support. And I remember you saying in the past, Tony, so should you be in the local area, why not go down? So if you are one of the 9 million people that live in London, maybe you could pop down at the 12 Bar this Sunday. That will be a great gig. Vince Ray and it's Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's different Vince Ray forms, but Vince Ray and the Bone Shakers, absolutely terrific. You won't be let down. That, I believe, concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, 12 again. So we are still threatening recorder stuff, but we haven't worked out the song we're going to do yet. It could end up being freeform Japanese punk jazz with swear words. That's what we're thinking, Mr. Felix.
We're thinking maybe that.
So far, what we've got here, we've got a recorder virtuoso and half a dozen Muppets. So it's not ideal. Now, next song, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Next song, this is by a band called Gerugamesh, who were requested by one Insane Star.
Ah, okay.
Who still owes me some used knickers. Insane Star, if you're listening, it's been nearly a year now. They must be ready by now. she did send through. How did Insane Star let us know about it?
As Podcast Alley.
Via Podcast Alley. Yeah. Podcast Alley is again fucked at present, but I'm sure they'll be back one day. Thank you very much, Insane Star. This band came via Japan Files, who are a band that website we feature on the show every other week, I suppose.
Yeah.
Brilliant way to find out about Japanese music, and there's a lot of really brilliant Japanese music there. It's japanfiles.com. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Gerugamesh's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Gerugamesh.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the internet, and the assembled audience 3, and this is Border.
I'm 覚めつフォーピース繰り返す日々愛せるか首が落とした現実フォーピースまで飛んでない削り削り続ければ歌で何か僕が現れるのかけがえないものさえ守れないのなら未来は叶うはずもないからさ Bless you alive Bless you alive せめて今君にできること
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I made a terrible error, didn't I? I've messed up the scoring. I was told in no uncertain terms by the assembled, invited audience that is in fact Tony 4, Point of the Internet 2. I don't like the way this is going. This could be ushering in a new era of your victories.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, maybe. I might have to work on this and get some really obscure bands on, like I haven't done before. That was Gilgamesh and Border. I just want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing this week, because we in the last section we've got a punky radio first.
Okay.
Something that's never been done before on this show, because I asked if anyone had any instruments here, and Phil, the punk rock estate agent, said, actually, I've got a bouzouki in the boot. I said, can you play it? He went, yeah. I said, well, what are you doing here? So we're going to be getting a recorder and bouzouki combo with backing, tambourine, in the last section. But for now, I just want to tell you what I'm doing this week. I should ask Ram, but Tony, I'll come to you last, because you've always got the best thing to say. Felix, you doing anything this week?
On Saturday, I'm being part of unveiling a plaque.
A plaque?
A plaque that's going on the wall of the house that my granddad was born in 1918.
Your granddad is an interesting local historical figure, isn't he?
He's an international historical
International. Do you want to just come round and say why and get into the mic? Yeah. I'm going to stand up for this. You go for it, boy.
My granddad is an interesting international historical figure. He basically invented the modern way that fishing is done all over the world. He also caught the record carp, which ended up living in London Zoo for quite a few years. And the house that he was born in is going to get an English heritage plaque put on it, which is already gone on, but the great unveiling is on Saturday.
Fantastic. And where is it?
That's in Hitchin, Hertfordshire.
In Hitchin, Hertfordshire, which means he's an interesting historical figure who catches fish. Gee, you doing anything this week?
No.
Excellent. Does that mean you're not as well, Susie?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Fair enough. Ambarance, you've got a bit of a plan. I'm involved in it.
Yes, I don't really know what
the
plan is.
You don't. I know the plan. Phil, are you doing anything this weekend?
Yes, my little girl's 9th birthday, so we've got to sleep over.
Will there be some punk rock bouzouki going on there?
There should be lots of that.
There should be loads of punk rock bouzouki.
I'm for these recorders as well, actually, so that'd be really cool.
I wouldn't think about just lifting a recorder that easily.
You can hire us.
No. What happened to your band, the Blowjobs, Felix?
Oh, we split up due to musical similarities.
Right, okay. I've got a hell of a week this week. I'm in Llancollen on Thursday night. That's easy for me to say. I believe Theatre Clwyd, which is where they have the Festiniog. No, the Eisteddfod, Stedford, Festiniog is Eye of the Engine, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have the Eye Stedford, where they have thousands of Welsh voice choirs, but on Thursday night they've got me singing badly. And then Friday and Saturday I'm in Newcastle at the Hyena Comedy Club. If you're around, Arstus Rastus might be up for that. Arstus Rastus, if you're listening, I will be in the Newcastle area at the weekend. And then on Sunday night I'm staying in Newcastle an extra night, so I'm going to go and see Adam Ant.
Ooh.
I understand he wanted Saturday, but... they'd already got me. So Adamant at the O2 Academy on Sunday. I've waited 31 years to see this guy perform. I met him the other, well, I didn't meet him the other week, I walked past him on Tottenham Court Road the other week as discussed, and the only thing I managed to say to my ultimate hero was, well, that'll be Adamant then, and kept walking. Absolutely ridiculous. So I'm now going to stand probably not in the front row because I'm a bit old for that now, but watch him doing all of his old hits with his new band, and he's got a new album out. And then on Monday, and Felix, I think you'll be down for this as well, I'm doing Vic Fest. Are you going to be down for Vic Fest?
I don't think I'm
coming. You don't think you're coming?
I don't think we can make it.
Right, okay, well, one good thing about Vic Fest this Monday is that Felix won't be there, but I will. And there's a really good lineup on the Sunday that I'm calling myself main support. I mean, I'm really the headliner, but I refuse to go on last. I'm a bit, you know, precious like that. But Vic Fest is free. It's at the Victoria Public House in Hitchin in Hertfordshire. A lot of this is quite Hitchin-centric this week, isn't it? And so I'll be doing that. And last but not least, Tony, got any plans for the weekend?
Nah.
Excellent. Let's get on the next song then. Now, I can't remember who asked for this either. Zombino and the Skeletones, Tony. Can you remember who asked for this? I haven't got the information to hand. Graham, it was our Graham. Because it even lives in what he calls Zombinapool, which we know as Liverpool, or rather know as the place where you drive in but you get the train out. Make of that what you will. This is from the album Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart. And we'll talk about it afterwards. Puke it up. Was on Beating the Skeletons, Tony, and Assembled Audience, and Puke It Up, as I say, from the album Out of the Crypts and Into Your Heart, which is available now on Fiend Force Records, and they're also available to download at iTunes, as are we, and we're free, so that's good. Have I said we're listening to the Dead Sea Sunnies right now? Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Noble thanks.
I have now. We've got a Punky Radio exclusive going on right now, but just before we do, we have another section in the show that I like to do. We haven't had one for a while, called Comedy Suburbs. When you send me your jokes to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. This came through this week by someone I can't remember who. It might have been Timo. I was really fucking this up. Anyway, we've got three jokes here. Why did the squirrel swim on its back?
Don't know.
to keep his nuts dry. Why was 6 scared of 7?
Don't know.
Because 7 ain't 9.
Nice.
Two flies on a piece of shit. That's can't be a good start, can it?
Just leave it there.
Two flies on a piece of shit. First fly farts. Second fly says, steady on, old chap. I'm eating my dinner. All right, there you go. I think we peaked with the first one, didn't we? If you do have a joke, please do email paulieb@punkyray.com. In future, I will have the information to hand. I'm a bit waylaid right now because I'm so excited about this exclusive. Oh, Tony, by the way, what is Zombino and the Skeletones MySpace page?
myspace.com/Zombina.
No, you get it wrong every time. It's myspace.com/Zombina and the Skeletons, which makes it Tony 5, Bully the Internet 3. No, 4-3.
Yes.
4-3. 4-3. Can I get this right this week? I don't think I can, quite frankly. What we have for you now is a Punky Radio exclusive, which is the first ever recorder, bouzouki, tambourine combination with backing recorders. This has been extensively rehearsed over many weeks. This is going to be one of the most incredible things anyone's ever heard. Tony, if you could drop the beds here, because we want everyone to hear this in all of its glory. What are you going to do for us, Felix?
We're going to do White Riot, Backslash, Big Squeak Bop, mashup.
I'll do the Backslash. Would you like to be counted in?
Yeah, count us in.
Yeah, how far do you want me to count you in?
One, two, three, four.
Right. Contenders, are we ready?
Yes.
Here he goes. This is an exclusive Punky Radio exclusive. One, two, three, four. White Riot. Ride 'em on. Blitzkrieg Bop, I wanna riot, riot, fa la la, riot, I wanna riot, yes I do, with a Blitzkrieg Bop, I wanna riot with a bop as well, white riot, yay!
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Stick that on, it's a frog's life, R. Graham. Time for the last bit of our 300th show. Thank you all so much for listening. I do really, really appreciate it. I'd like to say that we're hoping for 300 more, but frankly, we're not. If we do 10 more, it'd be a miracle. One last thing to ask you this week, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've been waiting for, and this is going to be, again, an exclusive. Hopefully, it's going to be a group one if we have one. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you all for your nominations as always. If you have twats to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It's that simple. Thank you all so far coming through. I've had a few. I've picked this one this week. It's from Bradley's
book. Picked a twat.
I picked a twat. I've plucked it. Not the best
sentence.
From Bradley's blog, who says, I made the mistake of giving one of my students my...
he sent me the jokes.
Did he?
Yeah. Thanks very much, Bradley's blog. I've remembered, sorry.
I made the mistake of giving one of my students my personal mobile number. He isn't the brightest, but stupidly, I felt sorry for him. I got a phone call from him on Good Friday, which I ignored, and then listened to his voicemail message. The dumb fucker was revising for his end of course exam and had lost his textbook. Now you would assume that he, being a student in the college, he would have the brain power to visit the big room full of books that the college lends out called the library. So on Easter Sunday, I was quietly relaxing when the phone goes, and being thoroughly professional, I explained he should go to the library. Being a totally nice bloke, I was unable to tell him to fuck off, so please, Tony, do me the favour of telling the young Mr. Lancet of Birmingham that he is a twat and never phone me again. P.S. This Master of Communication somehow got a merit pass in his final exam.
Good Lord.
Cheers, Bradley Sprague.
Well done, Bradley Sprague. I like to think that Punky Radio has been uniting fans and bands from across the lands for 300 shows now, and now we are moving teachers and students further apart from each other. It's a big move for us. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Are we ready for this? Ready? Assembled, invited audience. Yes. You know what to do, don't you? Right, yeah. Here we go.
Okay, so Mr. Lancet of Birmingham
is a twat! That is a classic twat.
Great twat.
Classic twatting. Classic twatting. Speaking of twats,
yes.
We've got one last song this week, Tony, and this is a band that I interviewed the other week with a view to airing the interview on the show, but I obviously forgot to press record.
Nice.
So I talked to them for quite a long time, and then we got an interview together, and then when I came back to get the thing on the system, it wasn't there. So my apologies to the new town centres. This was the most asked for song on a punk show, sort of, that we had. And it's not punk at all, but it's great. The drummer of the band hates it. I think on that basis they should sack him and replace him with Mr. Felix, who I'm sure would be happy with that, because you love this song, don't you?
I'll do it.
He'll do it. It's, what I know, Tony, what is the Newtown Centre's website?
Newtowncentres.com.
No, it's not. It's Newtowncentres.com.
Oh,
it's all. I got away with it. Yeah, it's an honourable draw. I think that's a great. I'm going to shake your hands on air, Tony.
Very much.
Well, one of them. That would be weird shaking both. In fact, Felix, we haven't shaken hands like barbarians in a while. We should come forward and do that. Well done, Centurion.
I have to say, I just saw the Newtowncentres on Saturday, Mitch's wedding.
Well, maybe you'd like to say it a bit louder. You saw the Newtown Centres on Saturday at Mitch's wedding, and how were they?
They were excellent.
They were excellent.
Great wigs.
Oh, wigs. I thought, gosh, how long was his wedding? They do have great wigs. I'm going to need one myself before long. This is Sir Dance-A-Lot.
My soul's a hot. I'm so dance a lot. I'm so dance.
Newtown Sentence and Sir Dance a Lot, and that has been the 300th edition of Punky with a live audience. Thank you very much. Yay! We won't be doing it again. Thank you all so much for listening. There's some things we'd like you to do, not least of which is reviews on iTunes. How do people do that, Tony?
Easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. You'll need an iTunes account, but it will open up the music store. You need to log in. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read out your reviews. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll read it out.
And you want twats, don't you?
I want twats. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
I want twats.
For the twats name, where they're for, and a reason. Thank you very much.
I want your comedy suburbs and your poetry corners, of course. Should you be in the Newcastle area this weekend, I strongly recommend Sunday night going to see Adam Ant at the O2 Academy. I strongly do not recommend going to see me at the Hyena Comedy Club. But if you've got nothing else to do on Friday or Saturday, you might as well. Might get Arstus Rastus there. It'd be good. Thanks for all this, etc, etc. Some of you have asked me what the tune is underneath us right now. It's called Bunch of Can'ts. It's by The Scourge. It's available on iTunes. That's about it. Say goodbye, audience.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog. Brilliant. Well done.
And now, live from Nobbin's Nest, you fucking twat.